Hello and welcome. You are listening to In the Den with Mama Dragons. I'm your host, Jen. This podcast was created out of our desire to walk and talk with you through this journey of raising happy, healthy, and productive LGBTQ humans. We are so happy that you're here with us. For many parents, learning they have an LGBTQ child also means they have a whole new vocabulary to learn. So we're here to give you an introduction. Just a few new words each time. These definitions won't teach you everything there is to know about these new words, but they will give you a foundation. And remember, this is an area where vocabulary is changing rapidly. We invite you to enjoy how our language changes as our understanding grows. This time, we have four more Mama Dragons to introduce and explain the following: bisexual, pansexual, lesbian, and pregnancy as it relates to lesbians.
Bisexual means attracted to two or more genders. Bi people can be attracted to non-binary people too. Just like a straight woman is probably not attracted to every man she sees, being bi does not mean that a person is attracted to every person they meet. There are a lot of different ways to be bisexual. Some bi people are more attracted to men than women. Some bi people are more attracted to non-binary people, and so on.
Pansexuality. I hadn't heard of this myself until a couple of years ago, but pansexuality is the sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people, regardless of their sex or gender identity. You're thinking, wait, isn't that what bisexuality is? Well, yes and no. Sometimes the terms are used interchangeably. Pan people sometimes explain the difference as being gender blind when it comes to attraction, or hearts, not parts. Pansexuality, along with bisexuality and asexuality, are part of the queer continuum of persons who exist outside of the binary identities of homosexual and heterosexual.
Lesbian is a noun that describes women who are predominantly attracted to other women. It can also be used as an adjective. Some lesbian women prefer to identify as gay instead. It's always best to use their preferred terms because for some, lesbian feels like a slur, but others identify strongly with it.
You might think to yourself, my teenage daughter's a lesbian, so I don't have to worry about her getting pregnant, right? Wrong. In one major study, 17% of lesbian teens under 20 had at least one pregnancy. If you don't want your daughter to be part of that statistic, it is essential that you have a very frank conversation with her about pregnancy and how to prevent it. One aspect of the heteronormativity baked into our society is that lesbian teens often get pressured with, well, how do you know you don't want to have sex with a man if you've never tried it? As part of talking with our teens about consent, we can talk about how manipulative such a question is. Our lesbian daughters don't have to prove their queerness any more than our straight daughters should have to prove their straightness. All teens should know how to obtain a condom, how to convert a condom to a dental dam, and to use barrier protection for every sexual activity.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Den. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. We'd also love it if you could take a minute to leave us a positive rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Good reviews make us more visible and help us reach more folks who could benefit from listening. But review or not, we're glad you're here. For more information on Mama Dragons and the podcast, you can visit our website at mamadragons.org or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. And if you'd like to help Mama Dragons in our mission to support, educate, and empower the parents of LGBTQ children, donate at mamadragons.org or click the donate link in the show notes.